Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church. We appreciate you tuning into this video. My purpose in this video is I want to make an announcement regarding our 2026 Bible Conference. We just finished our 2025 Bible Conference this past Sunday on Sunday, October 19. There's a full playlist of all the content from this year's conference. Check the description in this video if you're interested in hearing what we had to say about beware and take heed. Understanding Paul's warnings to the body of Christ. We are really excited about 2026, okay? 2026 is the 500th anniversary of William Tyndale's New Testament. This is a majorly important thing in the history of the English church, in the history of the English language, in the history of the English Bible. And we are planning that in 2026, our entire conference is going to be devoted to looking at the 500th anniversary of William Tyndale. So we are titling the conference, William the Translator, Celebrating the 500th Anniversary of the Tyndale New Testament. And this event is going to be at Grace Life Bible Church on October 16 through 18. And we are looking forward to this with a high degree of anticipation. Assignments have already been set. Guys are already working on preparing for the conference. So I just want to kind of go over what the messages are going to look like for this conference. Again, we are really looking forward to this. It should be an interesting time of study. It will be a little bit different, as it will be more possibly of a historical study than necessarily a Bible study like we're accustomed to. But the event is significant enough that we definitely want to commemorate this and really take a deep dive into looking at William Tyndale, what he accomplished, and what his effect was on not only the English Bible, but also on the English language. So here is a list of what will be covered in the upcoming conference in 2026. We're going to start with assessing the pre-Tyndale historical context, so roughly from 900 to 1500. Then we're going to look at the life and times of William Tyndale, 1494 through 1524, so right on the cusp of him publishing. We're going to look at the Cologne fragment, the thwarted first attempt in 1525. That was Tyndale's first attempt to print the New Testament in Cologne, Germany, which was thwarted. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at the 1526 Worms New Testament, assessing the first printed English Bible. 1530 Pentateuch and other Old Testament translations, giving the Hebrew an English voice. The use and misuse of Tyndale's famous plowboy statement. Tyndale the Terrific Translator, assessing Tyndale's translational choices and use of the English language. Prologues, Prefaces, and Protestantism, assessing Tyndale's theological beliefs through the lenses of his own writing. Rough Draft, assessing Tyndale's work as a rough draft for the King James Bible. And then finally, Arrest, Execution, and Legacy, assessing Tyndale's impact on the English language. So that is a great lineup of content and information regarding William Tyndale. We're very excited about this conference. As I already said, these assignments have already been set. The various speakers are already preparing their material. We hope to have a PDF document prepared for all attendees so that they can follow along with the content and the information, given the fact that this is going to be a slightly different type of a conference. But it should be a very edifying and encouraging type of conference, even though it's not your customary traditional Bible conference. So again, we want to invite everybody to consider coming and being a part of the conference. Again, it is October 16, 17, and 18 at Grace Life Bible Church in 2026. Looking forward to this. Possibly we'll be releasing more updates as we work our way closer to this. So, again, please consider being a part of this Bible conference. We think that you would really enjoy it and get a lot out of it, especially if you are into history. And then the last thing I want to say before I end this quick video is this coming Sunday, a couple days from now on Thursday, this coming Sunday, I believe it would be the, 26th of October, we will be resuming the From This Generation Forever class in what I'm thinking will be sort of the final term of this class. So if you have been following this class, if you are wondering when it's going to start up again, it will be starting up this coming Sunday, October 26th, and we're going to begin looking at some issues related to how the 1769 Blaney Oxford printing kind of became the standard. And then we'll be looking, starting there, and then looking at some deviations. We'll be looking at some stuff about the American text and some other topics. And then I plan on ending with kind of doing an overview of how the text of the Reformation and the King James Bible, particularly in English, was set aside in the 19th century in favor of modern versions. So we'll be looking at some of those topics as we work our way towards what I think will be the final term in this class. So one last time, consider joining us. If you missed the conference from 2025, check out the playlist in the description. Consider joining us in 2026 for the conference on William Tyndale, and look for the reboot of the From This Generation Forever class a few days from now on Sunday, October 26th. We appreciate everybody that follows the channel. We appreciate those who have supported the channel, both financially and through your prayers. And please consider to pray for me and for Grace Life Bible Church as we work our way forward from here. Appreciate everybody who supports us in any capacity in which they do. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation, you need to trust him today before it's everlasting too late. God loves you. Christ died for your sin. He shed his blood for your sin on the cross. He satisfied the offended justice of God against sin so that he could give you eternal life as a free gift. He was buried. He rose again the third day, the victor over sin and death. Stop relying in your work, your church going, your law keeping, your performance, whatever it is that you think is making you right before God, and trust and rely exclusively on what Jesus Christ has done for you. Appreciate your attention, and we'll see you next time.